يحب حزنها يتعالى ونها لما يمر اسمك بس ما احيي اسمك ذكرى تسبقني عبره من اذكرك ونت اوجاعي يا حسين انادي والون زادي لمصيبتك تلطم اضلاعي والناعين ع يومك يفجعه عرش الله ظل مصابك ناعي لمصيبتك
يا حسين
من غربتك أنا كل عمري ألطم بصدري تبقى على خدين عيني بنجايا
الحزن راية وكربل الغاية
غاية
الحزن راية
Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our new and fresh episode from our new and fresh show, 1376, the first ziyarah ever to Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. This is where Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari came to visit the holy shrine. It wasn't a shrine back then. It was just a grave made out of sand of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This is where he met Lady Zainab salawatullahi alayha and Imam al-Sajjad 40 days after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. In this series of episodes, we're going to take a look at the experiences of the pilgrims and the zuwar who come to visit Imam Hussein in Karbala for the Arba'een pilgrimage. Arba'een this year will witness the largest, and once again will witness the largest gathering ever on earth. Millions of pilgrims, zuwar, the lovers of Imam Hussein, the true followers of Ahlul Bayt, will come to commemorate the martyrdom, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi, the grandson of the greatest being who ever walked on this planet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. With regards to Ziyarat al-Arba'een, it is very significant to mention the narrations of Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim regarding this blessed and holy occasion, Ziyarat al-Arba'een. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari salawatullahi alayhi mentions five signs characterizes a true believer, a true follower, a true lover of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. The first characteristic is at-takhattum bil-yameen, wearing a ring on your right hand. The second characteristic is salawat ihda wa khamseen, 51 rak'at in salat, 17 as you may know, which are obligatory, and 37 which are nawafil, such as salat al-layl and al-ghufayla and etc. The third characteristic is al-jahr bi bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to loudly pronounce the words of the Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The fourth characteristics is ta'fir al-jabeen, to put our foreheads on earth, and as narrated and as recommended by Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim, to place our foreheads on the soil of Karbala, on the soil of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. The fifth characteristic is Ziyarat al-Arba'een. When Imam Hasan al-Askari was asked which of these characteristics are the most significant, he said Ziyarat al-Arba'een. He said, because when you come to visit Karbala, to sincerely visit the holy shrine of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 124,000 prophets to shake your hand, and they will say to you, Hani'an, we congratulate you. Continue the effort of coming back to Karbala, for surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all of your sins. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi says, advises the followers and the lovers of Imam Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt, he said to follow, to do this ziyarah on the day of Arba'een. The purpose of Imam's mission is summarized in the ziyarah. He says, "Oh Allah, make my every effort and put my heart, my mind, my soul and my life at the disposal of thy mission to liberate us and the mu'mineen from the yoke or from the darkness of ignorance." Also, according to Imam As-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi, who states regarding the significance of Ziyarat al-Arba'in, he states, "The skies wept and mourned on Imam Hussein 40 mornings. The skies red when the sun rises, and the skies red when the sun set."
تو پاییزم بهاری میمونه
یا حسین
کربوبلا
یا حسین
کربوبلا دنیا میگذره و ذکر آخرتم.
In this portion of the episode, I will examine and discuss the recommendations of Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi from his last lecture during the previous Arba'een. He says, according to the sermon of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salawatullahi alayha, the key factor for the unity of the Islamic community and the Islamic world is obeying the followings of Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim. If we want to have an improving and successful society, we need to improve and enhance our behavior and relationship with Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim. The message that Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi is trying to tell us is that when you're walking on the way to Karbala, it is very significant to be characterized with the characteristics of Ahlul Bayt. To have humility, to have humbleness. When you come to Karbala, you should have humility when you're entering the haram of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. And as everyone knows, Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi is recognized by all the denominations, all the Islamic denominations. So when we walk to Karbala, we should have the manners of Imam Hussein, because he is the axis of Islam. Islam revolves around the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for Zain al-Abideen and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they state, Imam Hussein is the one who continued the religion of Islam. Now we are going to discuss the services which were provided along the road to Karbala in the previous Arba'een. In the previous Arba'een, approximately 7,000 processions, or if you will, mawakib, services mawakib, were set along the road to Karbala from Basra, from Nasriya, from all over Iraq, to provide the highest quality services for the pilgrims who were walking to Karbala during the previous Arba'een. People were walking from outside of Iraq. They were walking from borders to come visit Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi during Arba'een. What is so special and unique about these processions and mawakib is that they legitimately provide whatever the zayir needs, whatever the pilgrim needs. Along the road to Karbala, we see mawakib providing comforting services, such as foot and body massages. It even goes to the fact that some people leave their houses along the road, and a lot of house owners in Karbala, they leave their houses for the pilgrims who arrive here so they can have comfort when they sleep. And they provide the highest quality of foods, of drinks across the hour. We never find in any march around the world such significance, such taking care of. I mean, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this is all because of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he blessed the mu'mineen with when they come to walk to Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. Also, a news item it is significant to mention is In the previous 40, the government issued free international visa for the pilgrims who are arriving at the Najaf International Airport. Najaf International Airport, significant to mention that Najaf International Airport announced the granting of free entry visas for all the pilgrims who arrived at their airport. Haider Hashim, Haider Rahim, head of the airport media division, states that due to the excessive amount of pilgrims who came to the airport, who arrived at the airport, a third terminal was opened to ease the welcoming of the Zuwar of Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. As we commence further into the episode, we now come to look at the experiences of the foreign pilgrims who came to perform ziyarah to Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi during the previous 40s. Hassan Salman, a restaurant owner from the UK, came to visit Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, during the previous 40s. Hassan tells us a little about his background, his childhood, and how he was introduced and attached to Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi. While he was discussing the role of Imam Hussein and the Ahlul Bayt and the significance of taking Ahlul Bayt as role models and the significance of learning from Ahlul Bayt and walking in their footsteps and taking their recommendations, Hassan also talks about the importance of visiting the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, especially during holy occasions such as the Arba'een. And he also discusses the preparations which are presented during the walk and the march to the holy city of Karbala. The journey starts from the UK. When Hassan arrived to the holy city of Najaf in Najaf International Airport, he indeed went to visit the holy shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahi alayhi. And after taking his request to visit Karbala, Hassan explains the first day of the journey and all the new things he saw in the holy city of Najaf and on the road to Karbala, the paradise on earth as narrated by Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim. He also expresses his feelings, his experiences that he picked up on the way. The spiritual journey towards Karbala and remembering all the hardships that Lady Zainab salawatullahi alayha and all the children which endured the hardships 1400 years ago. After explaining the wide variety of activities on the road from Najaf to Karbala, all the emotions, all the feelings, all the experiences in this episode, it is concluded with Hassan's final message to all the viewers to love Imam Hussein, to truly love Ahlul Bayt and to follow in their footsteps. So please stay tuned for the documentary.
با پیرن سیاه کفن شدم غم تو موندم آخرش مردم با پیرن سیاه کفن شدم کربلا.
Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, I encourage you to come visit the holy shrine and the holy city of Karbala during the upcoming 40. It is very significant to touch upon the real life miracles which are found in Karbala and in the holy shrine of Imam Hussein during every 40. So inshallah, I will try my best to discuss the miracles and to examine the experiences of the foreign pilgrims who come to visit Karbala and the millions of pilgrims, inshallah, we can be counted as one of them. And inshallah, in the upcoming 40, inshallah, we can see each other live in the streets of Karbala, inshallah. So in the end of this episode, so please stay tuned for the documentary, Path to Paradise.
Father Haidar, don't know I could speak. My tear is burning my cheek. I don't know.
I've been in the UK for 25 years. I came at the age of 12. I was brought up and raised literally most of my life in this country. We gained a lot of knowledge from my father and my mother. I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be going to this journey.
My main concern in my business is to make sure I supply to the customers halal food, no alcohol involved. It's because of our love of Ahlul Bayt and belief in them, is that it's so important to make sure that your meat is halal and the food is hygiene, clean. Because cleanliness is all from Ahlul Bayt. They tell you how to cut your nails and how to wash this. You know, these things are very important.
They used to take us to mosques every Muharram. You know, all these little tiny things which can make a difference in our lives. You know, raising your child at the young age of the love of Imam Hussein is the most important thing. Imam Hussein for me is a person that sacrificed everything for the sake of our religion, our beliefs, our freedom, our humanity. You know, we are always concentrating on how much money we're making, or how much time we're spending with the kids, or how many holidays we have a year. But we never think about visiting our imams, the people that sacrifice their lives just for our sake, or for the world to become a better world.
The love of Ahlul Bayt is something indescribable. I would say when I think of Ahlul Bayt, I think of
how they were oppressed and how they were treated. So I always look at them and I take them as role models in my day-to-day life, where I wake up in the morning, come to work, and I can honestly say, if anyone wants to succeed in life, take a leaf out of their book, because they lived the right way. And I would recommend it to anyone around the world to visit Imam Hussein, and especially on the Arba'in, because it is one of the signs of a mu'min that on its own is a lifetime experience. So it's very important for your kids to learn from majalis, whether it be English lectures or whether it be Arabic or Farsi or Urdu. These are vital moments. It's planting a seed in your child and wait for the tree to grow. Because if you don't plant it now, it's going to be hard in the future trying to explain who Imam Hussein is. And before I came today, I was talking to my son. I was telling him, son, we are traveling. My son is 5 years old, by the way. So he's just started to know who Imam Hussein is and Imam Ali alayhi salam. and all the imams. So I said to him, son, we are going on a travel, on a spiritual journey to go and visit our imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So he asked me why. I said to him, because Imam Hussein was a role model for me. Well, I had to explain it because, you know, he's a child. I said to him, Imam Hussein was killed and martyred, and the people hurt him and his family, and they killed his son. So they asked, he asked me, he goes, why did they kill him? I said, because he was standing for the right. He was doing the right things, the right causes. He said, I said to him, because now, like now you are a Muslim, is because of Imam Hussein. Islam was going to be wiped out if it wasn't for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Most importantly, learn from this trip and feel how it feels to walk that distance. And every step I take, I will remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
I mean, I've seen it on TV, but seeing it on TV is not like being there yourself. It's going to be an amazing experience. It's one of these things that you have to do in your life.
This was my first ziyara to Imam Ali alayhi salam after 13 years. Every time I've been coming to Arba'in, I have not had the chance to visit Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it was an emotional moment for me to see the shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We went to the hotel, drop our luggages and have a shower, relax a bit. Because we didn't have much time, because the next day we had to do the walk to Karbala, so we only had certain hours of relaxing. You know, we wanted to catch some sleep before we leave the next day. So we managed to go and visit Imam Ali alayhi salam for, I'd say, maximum an hour.
We just done the ziyarat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, saying our farewell and taking his permission to go and visit his son. And it was one of the moments where I couldn't describe it. It was very emotional. And it's spiritual at the same time.
So we left, started our journey. First day was an easy day. I mean, this is my first time doing the walk, so I wasn't expecting an easy walk. I was, you know, saying, yeah, it's doable, and it's, you know, I could do it. If these old men can do it and old ladies can do it, I'm sure I can do it. And that's what kept me going, actually, through the walk. Because it was coming to me like, you know, I think I better catch a car. I cannot handle this anymore. You know, it felt like a judgment day where everyone is just facing one direction, going to see the Holy Shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Abbas alayhi salam. So, and you know when you look to the right and then left, it's all mawakib all the way. So you never felt like you're out of place or hungry or thirsty. You had everything there. Even massage, you know, they kept asking you, please come in, please eat, please sit down, please come and do your salah here. They were getting to my emotions, where I was mentioning baby Zainab earlier, how she felt walking through the desert at night, a much longer distance, but there was no one there to give her food or give her water or shelter. So it was very emotional for me. My eyes were tearing up every time I remember these scenes. And at the same time, where I see kids with their mums and dads, and I'm remembering the kids of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how they were tortured. And we didn't walk so much in the dark, we walked during the day. So we never felt that darkness, you know. And we had shelter. Wherever we stopped, we slept. It was blankets, comfort, warm. Zainab alayhi salam didn't have that.
Just got to one of the mawqibs where the group staying.
It's great.
I had an amazing thought to myself while I was walking, thinking how baby Zainab was walking these loneliness and night times, barefooted, chains around them. I just woke up, we had our Fajr prayers, and just getting ready to line up. Today is going to be a long walk, it's double what we walked yesterday. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to try our best. Yeah, and hopefully we shouldn't be stopping as much as what I was stopping yesterday. So we'll definitely gonna feel it today. It's a long walk. It's about nearly 40 kilometers we're doing. So, but it's all good. Inshallah we'll get there in one piece. And let's hope so. Thank you. Thank you.
day was hard because we done a long walk. We done 600 and something posts. But subhanAllah, it was, you know, on the verge of giving up, and then you look up, you see the numbers. We're coming closer. We can do this. Yes, we can do this. We woke up the third day. I was in agony. I had blisters all over my feet. I managed to get a doctor to have a look at them, where he popped them and plastered them. But it did not help. It was, you know, rubbing meat to meat, and it was very painful. We had 20 kilometers to go. The whole journey is 85 to 90 kilometers from Najaf al-Ashraf, the shrine, to the shrine of Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. So we left the mawqib of Khuja after me being bandaged. We had food, prayed Dhuhr and Asr, and carried on the walk. You know, there is 6,500 mawqibs in Iraq, and that's through Karbala to Najaf, through Karbala to Iraq, to Baghdad. And I actually forgot to mention, as I'm walking, people are asking us, oh, you know, Iraqis, locals, are you guys, where are you guys from? And you've come all this way. So I managed to bump into some guy. He's a local guy. He's been walking for 15 days. He left Basra, which is about 650 kilometers. So it's like walking to Najaf, Karbala Najaf, about 6.5 times. I asked him, how is it, you know, he says, I've been coming for the past, since the revolution, since the, you know, since Saddam has gone, I've been coming every year from Basra to Karbala. So I said to him, you know, how does it feel for you to leave your house and, you know, your family and come? He said, every year that I come to visit the shrine, I experience different things in my life changing. So I said to him, what do you mean, like how? He said, he was telling me a story about how, by the way, this guy comes from a poverty. He doesn't have nothing, you know, they got nothing to look forward to waking up in the morning. But he said to me, I have my mom and my dad, and my mom has made nidr for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is to have a son that walks for you every year. And I am fulfilling my mom's nidr, because I'm the only son for Imam, for my mom and dad. So that was a moment that I just... And then I went to, through the mawakibs, people giving out water. And water is purified water, like not tap water, you know. Where I remembered Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam when he went to get water for Zainab alayhi salam, and said, went on the river where he managed to get to, as he's about to get water, he said, how can I drink this water and my brother Hussein is thirsty? Threw the water and went and fought. Picked up the water, he filled up the qirba, where they fill up the, it's called the qirba in our language, where the water is stored like a bottle, and left to go towards the mukhayyam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And that's where la'natullah alayhim, they came and cut his left hand. So he carried the qirba to the right. They cut his right hand, so he carried it with his mouth, where La'in, one of the La'ins, threw an arrow to his eyes, where Abbas alayhi salam dropped on the floor. And that's when the A'da came and killed Abbas alayhi salam, where that's where the shrine is. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The first glimpse of signs of welcome to Karbala was a very big motion for me. This is the holy land where Imam Hussein is buried. It was that time where I had to stop, and I just couldn't take it. I was crying and crying and crying. So we get to Karbala as a mawkib. We kept walking for a good hour till we saw the glimpse of the dome of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam. That was another moment where I could not handle it. It ripped me to tears, it ripped me apart. So I managed to say hello to Imam Abbas alayhi salam from far distance, said our farewell to him, and went to the hotel. Just barely got to the hotel because I was on the floor. I was just crawling to get to somewhere so I could sit somewhere warm, because it was very cold. At night time it's very cold. We got to the hotel, we had my mom and dad were there waiting for me. It was a proud moment for them to see their son walking through the door, and you know, my mom was crying. But I remembered Karbala, Zainab alayhi salam, her father wasn't waiting for her through the door to come through the door. So
it shows what Imam Hussein means to us. And Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, what they meant to us, for us to leave our homes, our wealth, our kids, and knowing maybe there won't be any return, you know, because of the situations that's happening in this world. But for me, I said, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know, I'd rather die with an honor than die in a disgrace. So alhamdulillah, I got the health to do it, and inshallah next year I'll bring my kids with me. They're gonna have to experience it as well. I want to give out a message to all my brothers around the world and sisters around the world. We're in this world for only a short while. The way I see things in life, or the way I see life, this world is not meant to be for us. Because if my Imam is oppressed, and Allah created all this universe for them, and everything that's in this world is for them, and they are oppressed, so who are we not to be oppressed? Or send out a message to every brother or sister around the world. Whether you be serving water in a marathon, or whether you'll be serving anywhere around the world, carrying the message of Imam Hussein is the most important thing in our lives. Because that is the message that he wanted to send to everyone. I think for me, coming this journey, I've experienced a lot of things in this journey where I've learned to be patient, tolerant, you know, because everyone, you know, that you get through times where, oh, you know, I wish I could have this food, or I can sleep here, or I can, I was not thinking like that. I'm in the hospitality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So why would I need anything else or be anywhere else? Only for a few days I'm here. But I'm going back to my lifestyle again, where I have everything, alhamdulillah. So my message is to spread the word Hussein across the world. How you do it is entirely up to you. Like I said, whether you give water or serve in the mosque or come to this walk, anything.